A Northland farmer grappling with feral dogs attacking her stock has managed to catch one and fit it with a GPS collar. The issue came to a head in July when more than 100 stock were killed on a sheep and beef farm just south of Cape Reinga. Efforts by hunters to control the feral dogs were unsuccessful, and the attacks have continued with 26 sheep mauled just a couple of days ago. Despite this, farm owner Anne-Marie Nilsson says progress has been made.
We did live capture a dog. She did go to the vet where she was spayed, because obviously we can't release a dog that might might make more. Microchipped and vaccinated for parvo. And she's come back and has had her recovery time. And today we are fitting a tracking collar on her and a VHF tracking device. So just in case the camera fails, the collar fails, we've got a secondary backup to find her. And our plan is to release her in an area near to where the dogs got in and mauled the sheep a few days ago, hoping that she'll mate up with that pack and then we'll be able to track them.
Ms. Nilsson says they've named the dog Judy and they hope she will lead them to other dogs.
Well, the first thing we're trying to do is learn more about them. So if we can establish she's joined up with a pack, which is highly likely, she's a young dog and a female, so you know, there's no reason why they wouldn't accept her. We can then track their activities, where they go, where their home patch is, how far they travel, you know, whether they're in the dog conservancy or in the forest or out on the beach. So that's our first thing, is to learn as much as we can. Secondary will be hopefully being able to track them down and maybe euthanise some of them. But thirdly, probably one of the most important things is if she hooks up with a pack and we can track her, well then we can see if they're coming onto a property and the likelihood of going to attack some animals.
And Anne-Marie Nilsson says the mission is being supported by the Northland Regional Council and the Department of Conservation.